السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and to our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg on the 15th of November, this beautiful day of Jum'ah, corresponding with the 13th of Jamadul Ula, 1446. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with such a mubarak and blessed day of Yawmul Jumu'ah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا عهدا الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على روح محمد في الأرواح. اللهم صل على جسد محمد في الأجساد. اللهم صل على قبر محمد في القبور. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدين النصيحة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of Jum'ah. Alhamdulillah, I hope you are enjoying your programs. Subhanallah in Mokapani. Allah Ta'ala bless your efforts and may the Ummah benefit from the beautiful teaching. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, may Allah bless you and Afa with afiyat and good health. The platform is yours this morning.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today the Mubarak honorable day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 13th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. In Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, and South Africa, and 90% of the cities, countries, and continents. Hence, O Muslim, O Muslimah, tonight we should be scanning the sky and looking for the full moon shining in its glory and beauty. The first three nights, the moon is known as Hilal, the crescent is known as Hilal. And on the 14th night, Chaudhvi Rati Chand, so it is known as Laylatul Badr, that is the beauty, the glory of the Arabic language. And Alhamdulillah, today we present to you the tafsir and commentary of chapter 39, Surah Zumar, and verses number 72 and 73. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us in yesterday's lesson, the people who are sane and mature and they died on any ideology, on blasphemy, on polytheism, idol worship, and so forth and so on, They'll be dragged and brought in groups and groups there in Jahannam and the hellfire. And when they reach there, then only will the doors be opened. And the keeper of Jahannam, the doorkeeper, will ask them, did the messengers not come to you? Were they not reading the verses upon you? They will say, everything that happened, but we were the ones that we did not believe in the message or messenger, and now we have to go to the hellfire. So now Almighty Allah informs us in chapter 39 and verse number 72 and 73, and Almighty Allah is juxtaposing and drawing a comparison between both. Qeel adkhulu, it will be told to them, enter. Abwaab Jahannama, the doors and the portals of Jahannam, the hellfire. Khalidina fiha, and you will stay there, eternal doom and gloom. As mentioned in chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64-65, Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirin, verily Allah has cursed the non-Muslims, wa'adda lahum sa'ira, and already prepared for them the inferno, the blazing fire, khalidina fiha abada. Abada means everlasting, eternal doom and gloom. Hence they will stay and dwell there forever and ever. And they will lie, yajiduna waliyya wala nasira. They will not find any helper, protector there. So it will be their own decision, and now they will have to face the consequences. فَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. How horrible, and subsequently for them, this abode for the people who are so proud and arrogant. The first crime committed in Jannah and Paradise already was jealousy and pride. قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ. When Iblis, Lucifer, Satan was told that you must now prostrate to him, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, so he said, Aba wastakbara, an act of defiance and jealousy. He defied the command of Allah, and he was jealous of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, the masterpiece of Allah's creation. Wastakbara, and the pride and arrogance got the better of him, and therefore for eternal now he is doomed and gloomed never to see Jannah and Paradise. Expelled from Jannah, and that is Iblis, and Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha, they were transferred from Jannah and brought ye into this world. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. So yeah, you will not translate their dregs, so they'll be ushered in the people of Jannah, those who are people who passed away with Iman and Islam. Now they'll be brought in groups and groups there, though they had taqwa, piety, they abstain from kufr, blasphemy, shirk, idol worship, nifaq, hypocrisy, and all those things that hurt, destroy human being, and now they will be ushered in, and people with taqwa and piety, Allah consciousness, and there Rabbahum to their sustainer, nourisher, ilal jannati zumara. In groups and groups, you enter, and so forth. Hatta idha ja'uha, so much so, when they enter there, long before they enter, wa futihat abwaabuha. You see, yeah, the waw is mentioned, and previously, no waw was mentioned. So before they even come, the doors and the portals of Jannah and Paradise are flung wide open for them. إِعِزَازًا وَتَكْرِيمًا لَهُمْ, to honor them. Welcome. إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَشْتَاقُ إِلَيْكُمْ. Jannah is so desirous of you. Jannah wants you must come into Jannah, and so forth and so on. So Jannah wants you must come there and enter Jannah. وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. And that is how Jannah, the doors and portals will be wide open before they even reach there. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا. And the doorkeeper will tell them, and of Jannah, Ridwan, what will he tell them? Salamun alaykum. Everlasting peace for you. Everlasting greetings for you. Tibetum, may your entry be filled with pureness and no immorality, nothing that is khabis, pure tibetum. And remember, the opposite of it is khabis and impure. So everything is pure. When Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, demise took place, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda was in the Awali, outskirts of Medina. When he came, he removed the shawl Mubarak. It was covering the countenance and the face Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then what happened was that he's the person who said, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, addressing Nabi alayhi salam, Tifta hayya wa mayta, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your life was so pure. You were, you are, you always will be the most beloved, the most precious to all Almighty Allah. Even your demise is so pure that you have left the world now, but you will still remain the best of the best of Allah's creation in the universe. So for us, the message will be given as we enter in Jannah and Paradise. Tibatum fadkhuluha khalidin. So pure for you, everything pure. So enter now in Jannah and Paradise, khalidin. Perpetually you will stay here. No worry, no sorry, no anxiety. We the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe when a person enters Jannah and Paradise, it is fadlan wa rahmatan min Allah, the grace and the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Did you ask for Allah today on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah for Jannah? إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسَ فَإِنَّهَا أَعْلَاهَا وَأَوْسَطُهَا. He حَبِيبُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ said, when you beg Almighty Allah for Jannah, don't ask for Jannah only, say Jannat al-Firdaus, that is the prime and for the premium and the greatest posture place there in Jannah and the greatest place there in Jannah. So even for ourselves, our marhumin, our near and dear ones who passed away, say, Ya Allah, grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, grant them the highest, highest stages in Jannah. So what a great lesson. Allah forbid a person sane and mature, he died on any ism and ideology besides Islam, and he enters Jahannam and Hellfire, that is Adalam min Allah Jalla Wala, the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We say Jazakallah khairan to you, Mawlana Salim Kareem, and may Allah accept all the du'as and supplications. Jazakallah khairan to our brother there, our Zakaria, and my brother Bonface, thank you very much. So inshallah, we will continue right till 20 to 5. So let us give you the news, views, interviews now. What is happening in locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. And today is the 13th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446, and it is the Gaza genocide, day number 406. Say Allahu Akbar, say Alhamdulillah. In the past 24-30 hours, 40 jutlas dispatched to hell. So many people are getting killed. And remember, since the time this conflict started on the 7th of October 2023, and that is more than 13 months ago, more than 192 plus minus 200 senior officers of the Israeli diaper force, they say defense force, we say diaper force of Israel, so of Israel, dispatched to hellfire. So we target their personnel in uniform and they target our babies, our children and civilians. And that's why they are mass murderers. They are the people guilty of genocide and they are the people guilty, remember, of the worst crimes and so forth. So that is why we must remember that all parties, whether in the United Nations or the human rights, have found Israel guilty. So let's continue with the news. Joseph Borrell. So Joseph Borrell is the spokesperson of the EU, European Union, and he says now is the time to suspend dialogue with Israel. Israel has violated and broken every resolution and every international law almost. So therefore we're wasting our time dialogue with Israel. We must suspend it. The Democratic Party is begging Biden and Kamala Harris, all haramis, all of them also war criminals. So 90 of them almost are written and told them Then now is the time before we get kicked out of office. Then they must apply sanctions on Smotrich and on Ben Gvir. These are the terrorists and the right-wingers and the extremists. So extremists, right-wingers are all euphemisms. Call them what they are. They are the mass murderers. They are the terrorists. And even the AG, the Attorney General, has recommended that he should be removed from his post. That is Ben Gvir, the Minister of Security and so forth. Smotrich humiliated the place. He's supposed to go to France and so forth. They cancelled the whole thing because now that nobody wants to see him in France and other parts of the world. These are the super, super terrorists we should know. The IDF says they want to stay and occupy Gaza till the end of 2025. Stay there. And we will send more and more of you to straight to hell. You will get roasted and toasted. Half of you, three-quarters of you are not prepared to come back to Gaza. You're getting such a thrashing and such a hiding. And you're crying, the crybabies, the Israeli diaper force. We're fighting ghosts there. And it's our belief Allah Jalla Wala is sending angels to help the Hamas and the Mujahideen because the liberation for the Palestinians is very near. Nasrum min Allah wa fathun qareeb. So have divine assistance from Almighty Allah and a speedy victory and you Jutla pack up and go. You know that your colleagues, 2 million of them have packed up and left Israel. We want our 6 million Palestinians, more than 6 million, living in the diaspora. They all must come back. Haqqul awda, the right of return, must be applicable to them as well. See what Gideon Levy writes. So remember in the Haaretz newspaper, Trump appointing all these characters who are pro-Zionist, pro-Israel, and so forth and so on. He, Gideon Levy, says, if you study properly, these are the worst, worst characters for the state of Israel and so forth. So that is the part of Allah's divine plan. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ They plot and they plan, but Allah Ta'ala has his master plan. We beg Almighty Allah daily and every day of our life. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ رَحْمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Ya Allah, you include us in your special mercy, حَدَرًا وَسَفَرًا, whether we at home, whether we are traveling, and include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Whilst you are the exclusive one, the most merciful one to show mercy, Russia with love. So Putin is very good, for us is good, and is giving Ukraine such a thrashing, and the morale is already broken of the army. Why? Because Trump says we're not going to assist you, we're just wasting money, and we will call for immediate ceasefire there and some peace. So today is Russia and Ukraine after the Russian invasion, day number 994. Musk, Elon Musk, born in South Africa, made money during the apartheid regime time, he, his father and family. They say he's annoying the Trump team because he wants to poke his nose everywhere and so forth. India and Delhi filled with pollution. And there in, you know, Agra, where the beautiful, magnificent Taj Mahal is, you can't even see it, filled with smog, filled with fog, filled with pollution and so forth. The schools are closed and so forth and so on. So all this rickshaws and all the traffic and so forth. So therefore, they're facing huge, huge challenges there and so forth. Remember that. The Human Rights Watch, remember, accuses Israel that they are guilty of war crimes. And remember that other organizations have said that they have committed genocide. And the whole world can see it. It's the first time in human history the people against whom the genocide is being perpetrated are recording it and sending to the world the images of the babies, of the children, the men and women, and the wanton destruction and so forth. But we say we will rise from the ashes and we will defeat America, Europe, and India, and Israel, and the Arab regimes who are assisting them, and each one of them, one by one, will fall. That is the system of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Inna al-Ba'ati laka'ana zahuqa. Anything based on falsehood, sooner or later, it must perish. And then it perish, it will. One of the top doctors there in Gaza al-Mubarakah, Dr. Adnan, he was raped by them, the Israeli forces. He was left half naked and so forth, and killed and murdered by them. They call themselves the most moral army. Today the world has seen they are the most immoral people, a cursed nation, the Jutlas and the Jews. Allah has cursed them. Allah transformed them into pigs and into monkeys. Chapter number 5, verse number 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Allah Jalla Wala, let the metamorphosis take place for the Jutlas and Jews, and they made into monkeys and swine and pigs. And Allah says in chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish them right till the day of justice, whether H for Hitler, whether H for Hamas, H for Houthis in Yemen, H for Hezbollah, or H for Abdul Qadir Husseini, who passed away in 1948 and is buried there right next to Aqsa al-Mubarak. So these are the people. Allah selected them to punish the Jutlas and so forth. Kennedy Jr. has been made the Minister of Health. You know, Americans like to be different. They say security. They say the state, the secretary, and state this, and state that. So he's made the secretary, Ministry of Health is given to him. And he's a vaccine skeptical. He say all this power, that all lies, all this. It is not a pandemic, it's a plandemic and a scamdemic, and the quacks are the ones who are promoting it. At least on that score, we agree with him. We come to South Africa, our beloved country. Now the pink match is on. MK, Zuma, and EFF, Malema. But Zuma is winning because Zuma is a heavyweight. And compared to him, Malema is a lightweight, remember that. Zuma spent time there in Robben Island, and he was the chess champion. He would beat Mandela, he would beat Sisulu, he would beat Mbeki, beat Katrada, beat everybody. So he's playing chess now. He's changing the whole landscape of South African politics. Come join my party, join my party. So that is Zuma. That is, you know, I said Zuma, because I want to meet him, Jacob Zuma, and make him Sulman and a Muslim. And his name will be Yaqub Zuma. You know, from Mehman Mechuje Zuma. So then we make him Yaqub Zuma. You see that? So that is what we say. Yesterday, last night, Maulana Vadim, I was here, mashallah, in Polokwane, Petersburg. And I met my family members, Abdul Muttalib and his mother, and all of them, mashallah. And Allah give them siha, afiya, Allah to accept all their hospitality. And then at Masjid al-Kawthar, we had a wonderful program, mashallah, nice crowd there also. And I met my cousin, the Honorable Judge Arshad Chaya. After so many years, now he's an acting judge here and so forth and so on. And I met Riyaz Latif and some other family members and so forth. For you Muslims, you must remember, we don't believe in this Black Friday for today. We say every Friday is a Nurani Friday. And it is filled with radiance and effulgence for you, O Muslim, O Muslimah, to advertise Black Friday special and sale is all haram and so forth. We can't be doing and mimicking the kuffar culture. We have our own Sharia, our own divine code, and our own culture and so forth. So don't be like the sheep and herd mentality and so forth. Tariq Jamil, I told you yesterday, remember I'm receiving questions. When he, TJ, comes to South Africa, is it permissible for us to go and listen to his lectures? Haram. Said, you can't host him, you can't be host. Remember, giving him the platform, and any imam trustee doing that, you are aiding and abetting a person who loves the Shias. Shias are those people, Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith and saying, Tirmidhi Sharif, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي, when you see those people who are swearing, cursing, castigating my beloved companions and students, فَقُولُوا, then say, لَعَنَكُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ. Who is saying this? رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, Mustafa صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He who is the exclusive one is Rahmatul Alameen. They are the mercy to the entire universe. Allah says in chapter 21 and verse number 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exclusively as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. So therefore, we should be very clear on this issue here. That you must say la'ana upon them, curse be upon them. And he's a sympathizer, and he's a pseudo Shia and a half Shia himself. So absolutely haram. And remember, I told you the Jamiat did a big disservice by inviting him in 2018. And they should address and redress that, how they closed the masajid in 2020 and so forth, and went to court to close our mosque. So that's another stain on their history. Remember that, which we will never forget. We will always name them, shame them, and nail them for this. My program for today, inshallah, just now we'll go to the masjid, and after Fajr we'll have a program there till Ishraq. After Ishraq, you know, Yepoti is Pakupani. Then you just go out of the masjid, you pass the madrasa, then you pass the Eidgah, and then you go to the graveyard. Very nice. Allah reward the forefathers who did all this and made this great contribution. Allah forgive all of our marhumin. And then Jummah Adhan, then 11:05. Let's start there. 11:05 South African time. We will then link up with Makram Mukarrama. And remember that today the khutbah will be rendered by Sheikh Abdullah Awad Juhani. We'll take the khutbah, salat, and then the translation and dua, inshallah. 10 to 10:30 this morning will be the nikah announcement by Mona Zahid. Your family members, sons, daughters, grandchildren getting married, send the nikah announcements, inshallah, to 084-786-3132. Then inshallah, Mona Zahid will announce it, inshallah. And then I'll be going here for Jummah, and the 12:15 or so, 12:20 will be there. 12:30 is the Azan, and then the lecture and so forth. And tonight, inshallah, the lecture will be after Isha in the same place here. And at night, mashallah, between 8 and 9 on Markaz Sahaba, we have the advocate Salim Khan. Remember, he's also acting judge there in Umslanga, Durban area. So mashallah, his program with Mona Musa Dahir between 8 and 9 with Markaz Sahaba. So wonderful programs coming up, inshallah. So let us tajarab Mona. We have 20 minutes. Right after Salat here, so inshallah we have a quick, rapid, quick fire Q&A, inshallah. This is Jazakallah khairan.
Mufti Sahab, new trends of nikah in masajids. After the nikah, the couple meet and kiss in the masjid. What is the ruling of kissing in the masjid? It creates dust. Is there a hadith to forbid this?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When a person, male and female, both of them or one of them, they lose the haya, the shame and modesty, then they will do all these immoral actions. Study the noble Quran. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 28 and verse number 25, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam left Egypt, came to Madian. He does not know anybody. He cries, he begs, he petitions all. Allah, chapter 28, verse 24. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqeer. Ya Allah, I don't know anybody. Whatever goodness you are sending down, I need it, I'm a faqeer. I'm so much in need, Ya Allah. He sees two ladies and is standing one side because of haya, shame and modesty. What is wrong? Why are you there? They said, we wait for all the men to go away. Then we take our buckets and fill it with water. We don't have a brother. وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ. And our father is a very, very old person. He went, he filled up the water, everything. And then they went home early. Whose daughters are this? Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam's daughters. He sent one of them, Safura, who subsequently became the wife and spouse of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. You are my brothers, sisters. Chapter 28, verse 25, see what Allah says. فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءٍ She came, her gait, G-A-I-T, her style of walking was so bashful, so much haya, Allah Jalla Wala praised her modesty, her morality, her shame and everything. Today we have become be-haya, and that sharam and modesty, morality has left us. So now the lady will be there in the lady section, all dolled up with all her makeup and lipstick and dipstick and Allah alone knows what else. Now when the nikah is finished, now husband and wife will meet and he will give her a nice passionate German French kiss and so forth in full view, and the videos will be there and so forth. First of all, for you ladies to be in the masjid, is that permissible? It's haram. You know how you'll be dolled up and beautified, you know, adorning yourself. The Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّا You women must stay in your houses, must be glued to your home. Number two, hadith is sahih, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. إِذَا خَرَجَ الْمَرْأَى When a lady emerges from her home, وَهِيَ مُتَعَطِّرَةٌ And she has applied the perfume and all her makeup, lipstick, فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا Then she passes the men can smell her, they can feel and they can already sense all the fragrance and so forth. Then فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا He, رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم says, فَهِيَ زَانِيَةٌ She is like an adulter, she's an adulter. Imagine what words the Master alayhi salam is using. And we want to say that the Allah put barakah in this nikah. Therefore, you see how many marriages are breaking. I'm here in Limpopo. How many marriages already I heard here? This one marriage broke, this one broke. Because we have become be-haya. Then they meet, they embrace, and then they kiss in full view. So remember, how will ever Islam allow all these things? You the trustees, you the imam, you must put big boards. They're in big, you know, everywhere, in places where everybody can see. No allowed here of kissing and no allowing of women here and so forth. So we must go back to our original system. All these goals, you kiss and you smooch and do everything else. Then now you are married, you have 7 calls, 9 calls, 10 calls, and the last course, intercourse. All that you do in your bedroom, not in full view of people and all that. The problem is too many movies. So what you see, then you want to carry it out. So then the priest will tell the groom, now you may kiss the bride. You see that? So now you want to mimic the kuffar culture. Allah Jalla Wala, give us common sense. Today common sense is no more common. That's the truth, you know.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to use interest to pay for lawyers' fees? One is uncertain.
The lawyer gave you surrendered service. So now I told you I met the Honorable Judge here, Judge Arshad, mashallah, they're very close family to me. So anyway, you must remember that they gave you service. Now you want to pay with interest money. It's haram there. The Quran Kareem condemns interest. Go read Surah 2, Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. And you will find, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْأَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ If you don't abstain the faith from riba, from sud, from yaj, then be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Never in the Quran Sharif, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, 540 ruku and sections, will you find such a verse, but for riba, for interest, for usury, for all the sood and viaj, you find it. So it's totally haram for you to do so and pay with interest.
Mufti Saab, can I give my married daughter that struggles financially zakat funds?
Totally haram to give your children, grandchildren zakat money. Totally haram to give your biological parents, grandparents zakat money. So to go upwards, usul. To go downwards, furu. In Arabic, you say usul furu. To give them zakat, totally haram, and the zakat will not be valid, will not be discharged. Yes, sideways, you give your brothers, sisters, uncle, aunties, nephews, nieces, zakat, provided that they are Muslim and they are in dire straits, very, very poor, abject poverty, and so forth. So that will be permissible. But what's happening today, people want to give them zakat, but they got TV, they got video, they got internet, they got cell phones, they got cars, and all that, then to give them, some of them got jewelry also, then to give them zakat is not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, I heard you say on radio that goodwill is not Islamic. Does this mean that goodwill is not permissible and is haram?
100%. And we stick and we confirm that. So for what is that? I am renting a premises. I am paying Mohan Salim Kareem, who's the owner, for example, for that shop, for that house, for that factory, whatever. Now I'm leaving. I'm going to another town or to another premises. So now another tenant comes in. So I tell him that, no, you have to pay me. Chavi ki paisa. They say, chavi ki paisa. You must pay me. Good word. You know why? Because I brought up this business and so forth. But the shop doesn't belong to me. The premises don't belong to me. So remember, all that is haram and not permissible. What you must do, that you must tell him, that see, this has got fixtures, fittings, all that. I have put all these things there. So now I'm leaving. So now the price is half a million, quarter million, 1 million. Take it or leave it. So that is, you must remember what you can do. The word goodwill, all that must not be mentioned. Then it will be permissible, except.
Mufti Sahib, we are South Africans living in Saudi Arabia. What type of Hajj must we make, or what intention should we make for Hajj?
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, you are in Riyadh, or you are in Dammam, or you are in Jeddah, or wherever. So now and then, I'm sure you do go for Umrah and so forth and so on. So if you are going to perform Hajj this year, 1446, so my advice to you will be, because normally those of you in Saudi, you'll come right last minute. So rather perform the Ifrad Hajj. Rather perform Ifrad Hajj. Ifrad Hajj means you make intention of Hajj only. If a person goes for Umrah very often and now Hajj time comes, so perform Ifrad only. So to slaughter the animal, the hadi, the dami shukr, is not compulsory, but it's better you do it. And you don't have to worry about tartib and sequence and all that on the 10th of Zulhijjah, the day of Eid. Although you, the Hujjaj, you don't have Eid Salat, but remember, after your pelting, you just go shave your hair, and whenever they slaughter, it's all fine and so forth. And if you don't want to perform Ifrad Hajj, then make, you must remember, Tamattu Hajj from Riyadh or from Dammam or wherever you are. So that will be the best for you. Because Iran and all that is very difficult. The crowd is big and so forth. It's 2 million people plus, you know. So nowadays, the distinct agents are also now merging up. Yesterday, I received a message, 5-6 agents, all of them merged up and so forth. So anyway, remember that there's still time. Allah alone knows who will go, who won't go. We must remain positive always in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, bar bar haziri nasib farma dijiye. Ya Allah, take us time again and again and again for Umrah, for Hajj. Take us time and again to Masjidul Aqsa. My advice for you, that now end of November, December, then go to Aqsa and then you come back. If you have the means, then go to Aqsa, then you fasten the ihram there and go perform Umrah. So that will be the optimum, maximum reward, inshallah Aziz. And those of you who want to go for Umrah and Hajj, read chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh, beloved Allah, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafat, all these places, oh, beloved Allah. And you make us your mihman, the youthful Rahman, your honorable guest. Ya Allah, we are sinners. There are no mitigating circumstances. We confess to it and admit to it. We are major, major sinners. But tub alayna and forgive us. Innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Indeed, O Almighty Allah, you are of forgiving and very, very merciful. So therefore, turn more and more to Almighty Allah. Allah will make the asbab and the means, inshaAllah.
Mufti Saab, I would like to know, upon reaching Makkah, your main Umrah, can it be done for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or on behalf of a marhum, or does it have to be done for oneself first?
Remember, your Umrah, you call it your main Umrah, your first Umrah, call it whatever you want to. It's not first or compulsory, it's Sunnah. So already that Umrah, you can transfer the reward to Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahlul Bayt, the household of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the Sahaba, all the Tabi'een, the companions and the successors, all the Awliyaullah, the entire Ummah, my wife and myself used to go, Allah to God, many times with Allah's help, mercy, grace, benevolence for Hajj, for Umrah. I should tell her, make this intention, Ya Allah, this Hajj we are performing, this Umrah we are performing, this Tawaf we are performing. He sent the reward to everybody from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam's time right to this time here, which we are living, the Ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and right till the day of Qiyamah. For every person, past, present, future, who will live with Iman and pass away with Iman and Islam. When we used to come back, then I used to tell my family members, I perform Hajj for you, I perform Umrah for you, I perform Tawaf for you. So my nephews, nieces, some of them, they very betakulluf with me, you know. So betakulluf mean no portfolio. And then they say, but you're shooting the people. How can you be making so many Hajj for people? And I said, no. I perform one tawaf, but I made the intention for everybody. So Allah Jalla Walla loves that when you make the intention. And everybody will receive the optimum, maximum reward. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That is the grace of Almighty Allah. He grants it to whomsoever He wishes. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. So make the maximum, optimum intention, and Allah will reward one and all, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, can step-siblings from different parents, example, step-father's son and step-mother's daughters get married?
Let me clarify the question before people get confused or their fuses get blown in the process. So now there is a husband. He was married for 10, 20, 30 years, so his wife passed away. And then there is a lady. So remember, she's married for 15, 20 years and her husband passed away. So you have a lady, she has her set of children. You have a male and then he has his set of children. And both sides now, their spouses passed away. So now they said, man, we need to settle down. 10 months of growth is another month of growth. You see that one person died. So now let me go and try my luck. Let me propose them. Lo and behold, the lady accepted. But the problem is, now for him, the stepfather, that these daughters of this lady who is marrying, Quran Kareem teaches us, once he consummates the marriage with this lady who he performed nikah with, then he becomes the mahram for his stepchildren. He the stepfather. وَرَبَائِبُكُمُ اللَّاتِ فِي حُجُورِكُمْ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِ دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنْ. So he, after consummating the marriage with his daughter, stepdaughter's mother, so now there's no parda and hijab and all that between him and his stepdaughters. And she, the lady, once she marries, you must remember, this male here, then she becomes already the stepmother of his sons, remember, from his previous marriage. وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا مَا نَكَحَ آبَاؤُكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. You cannot marry who your father has married. So chapter 4, verse number 22. So all enshrined in the Noble Quran. But what is the relationship? What is the relationship, you must remember, of the children vis-a-vis to one another? Mere bache or aapke bache. So he got his children, she got her children. Now we're going to make our children. You know, it is mera, tera, or apna. So these children, between them, this parda and hijab and that is compulsory. And now for them to get married is totally permissible. But while they're not married, remember, parda, they're strangers to one another and they can't be just speaking to one another and joking and staying in the same room and so forth and so on. All that is haram. So if they want to get married, get them married immediately. So that there's no hanky-panky business after this.
Mufti Saab, up to what age can you say someone is classified as an orphan?
Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, in Surah 93, Surah Wadduha, speaks of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and says, Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa. What did Almighty Allah Jalla Wala not find you as a yateem, as an orphan? And then Allah Jalla Wala made the arrangements and organized the shelter for you, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So before the Master alayhi salatu salam, Milad Mubarak, honorable and auspicious birth, we see the Master alayhi salatu salam's father, Abdullah, had already passed away. Then when the Master alayhi salatu salam was 6 years old, the mother passed away. So in Islam, the definition of a yateem, of an orphan, is this: that child, that baby whose biological father passes away, whether the mother is alive or not. And once that child, boy or girl, reaches the age of puberty, maturity, they become baligh and mature, then they no more yatim and orphan. The hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, authentic hadith, La yutma ba'da ihtilam. You're no more classified as a yatim and orphan after you have become baligh and mature and attained and obtained the age of puberty, maturity. Today I receive questions. People say, I'm a yatim and I'm 18 years old, 20 years old. How you can be an orphan when you're 18, 20, 30 years old and you're married and so forth? Once you become baligh and mature, boy or girl, now you're not classified as an orphan in Islam.
Mufti Saab, are we allowed to pray Ayatul Kursi and Surah Ikhlas 3 times for Isari Sawab when we are having our menstruation?
When your sisters are in your haiz and in your menses, or nifas, your postpartum, your postnatal, and now you want to read Ayatul Kursi, Surah Fatiha, Qul Wallahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu Rabbil Falaq, Qul Bin Nas. So you don't make intention of tilawatul Quran, you make intention of dua and supplication, and you transfer the reward to the deceased, all permissible. But you can't be reading Surah Yasin and Surah Mulk and all Surah Waqia and say, I'm reading it with intention of dua. That's not permissible. The short surahs which are normally read as duas, you make intention of supplication and then transfer the reward, so that will be permissible and acceptable. The last question.
Mufti Saab, please advise on the ruling regarding medication that contains bovine gelatin coating capsules.
Remember, regarding gelatin, so from those times already, 30, 40 years ago, so our fatwa, our Mawa Qasim Shema Rahimahullah's fatwa, Mawa Yunus Patel Rahimahullah's fatwa, and remember our honorable beloved Ustad Hazrat Mufti Rizaul al-Satwa mentioned in the 6th volume of Fatawa Darul Zakariya that all gelatin is halal and permissible except that of the swine and so forth. That is the fatwa. Taqwa will be precaution that if you use the gelatin from non-halal animals, so then it's better you abstain and refrain. So that is taqwa. But fatwa is, and especially for medical reasons, so totally permissible. So remember, 10 to 10:30 will be nikah announcement. Send your nikah announcement to 084-786-3132. And inshallah, 5 plus 11, inshallah, we will join the Makkah. Sheikh Abdullah Awajwani for the khutbah and so forth. So khutbah, salat, then translation and dua. I'm Ibn Majid now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.